Now we've got the Honourable Carmel Sepuluni. She is the Acting Prime Minister at the moment and Deputy Prime Minister, Social Development and Employment Minister, Arts, Culture and Heritage Minister, Workplace Relations and Safety Minister and Foreign Affairs Associate Minister. Now, if that's not enough, she's also picked up the Minister of Auckland. Tēnā koe, e te minita, and welcome.
Morena.
Well, you have just got so much on your plate. But what do you think is the greatest challenge facing Auckland?
Oh, it's certainly cost of living. I think the whole country is feeling it. But I see it on the ground in Auckland. You know, we know that internationally inflation has gone up, and that's had an impact on our cost of living. We're feeling it in our pockets. And certainly whānau in my electorate and across Auckland are feeling the pinch.
Oh, definitely. Yes, and I just put some petrol in my car and was sort of swallowing as that swallowed up all the cents I had in my cart. Mm. Do you think you'll be able to work with the present Auckland City Council, in particular the Mayor of Auckland?
Yeah, you know, certainly I've got a really constructive relationship with the Mayor, and it's important that we do. There's been so much that's happened in Auckland recently with the weather events in particular, and so, you know, trying to make sure that we can make the right decisions for the whānau that have been affected as quickly as possible.
Oh, yeah, that flooding is still, you know, the impact of the early flooding, and now I just read that the State Highway 1's closed up just further up north.
Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, those types of things really impact families and communities, and so that's why the relationship between central government and local government is really important. Just going back to the cost of living issue, though, I do want to mention, you know, we recognise that's the most important thing for Aucklanders and the rest of New Zealand, which is why we implemented so much of what we did in the budget. So there will be some reprieve for families, because on the 1st of July, a lot of the initiatives that we funded through Budget 2023 will kick in. That's the free public transport for children, half price for under 25s, well, 13 to 24. Also, the money that will go into early childhood education, so it's 20 hours free for two-year-olds. The co-payment for prescriptions will come off, so people won't have to pay for those. And so there's a number of things happening. And you know, finally, the one that I'm really happy about is that child support will be passed on to our sole parents that are on benefit. So there is some reprieve, but that doesn't necessarily respond to people's entire needs.
Yes, and there's $6 million being distributed to food banks.
Yeah, there is, because we recognise there's still some hardship out there, and our social services are doing an amazing job but still experiencing the demand, and so we want to be able to support them with the mahi that they're doing so they can get the resources to the whānau who need it. And so, you know, that was part of absolutely the rationale for the decision to invest an additional $6 million.
Yeah, and well, as you're the Prime Minister, the Acting Prime Minister at the moment, I just wanted to ask, the Children's Commissioner role has gone. Who will protect our children now? Who will call out OT and check out our tamariki and residential care?
So we put the new model in place, and so we're going to be making an announcement later this week around the new board that will be in place for the Children and Young People's Commission. Mm-hmm. There will still be a Chief Children's Commissioner as part of that, so it hasn't gone. And then on top of that, there's the Independent Children's Monitor and the Ombudsman, who, as part of the model, have roles and responsibilities for monitoring the children's Commission still do the advocacy, and the Ombudsman investigate the complaints. We actually had the Independent Children's Monitor at Select Committee yesterday, where all representatives from all political parties got to ask questions about the work they're doing to monitor the care standards in Oranga Tamariki. And I thought it was really positive, actually, and I felt from the other members, including from other political parties, that there was real, there's real hope in the new model that we've set up, and the role that they can play moving forward in keeping our children safe.
Excellent. Yeah, the questions are swirling around it, and there's real concern in the Māori community about our tamariki in residential care and about OT as well. Speaking of our Māori community, Auckland is belatedly, I think, looking at Māori seats on the council. Is this important, and why do you think so?
Yeah, I've always thought it's important. I think representation is incredibly important, and what we know across the country, but including in Auckland, is there's always been an underrepresentation of Māori in terms of elected reps. So this provides an opportunity for the voice to be at the table. Ultimately, they are decisions for the Auckland Council, but you know, I've put on record before that, of course, I'm supportive.
Yes, yes. So great. That's great to hear. So I've just was seeing, you know, been watching the Prime Minister and the Minister, the Honourable Pini Henare, and their contingent in China. What do you hope that they will achieve there?
Well, it is a very important visit. Mm. China is one of our biggest trading partners. It is, you know, where many of our exports go. We get a large number of international students come here from China, and then also they make up a large proportion of the tourists that come to New Zealand. So strengthening those relationships are integral. And it's not just the Prime Minister. He's taken a delegation. There's about 81 of them over there. These missions are really important for not just the leaders of countries engaging, but also our key stakeholders, so our business people, our people who are working in the tertiary sector, our people who are working in the tourism sector. And so it's an opportunity to make all of those connections and strengthen them and continue to grow that relationship.
Yes, it is very important, and it looked amazing. It looked like an amazing reception that they had. Now, my concern is that we hopefully get our Prime Minister and the contingent safely back. Don't we need a new plane? We need a new plane. Come on, get us a new plane.
Yeah. They all get back safely. There's no way that anyone would fly that plane if they thought there was any risk that anything unsafe would happen with it. But we have invested $4 billion into defence, and not just defence, sorry, the Air Force. The P-8 planes that we ordered have started to arrive. Next year, the Hercules start to arrive. And the plan for replacing the 757s, that particular contract will go out for tender next year with the aim to replace them between 2028 and 2030. So the money is there, the plan is there, and it's underway. It's just not going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, that's a relief. It's a relief to know we're going to be able to fly our Prime Minister and our people around the world safely. Tēnā koe, Kamal. Thank you so much for your time today. Ngā mihi kia koe e te minita.
Kia ora.